Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In Mind Management, Not Time Management, Productivity When Creativity Matters. David Kadavi introduces a revolutionary approach towards productivity that prioritizes mental state over the mechanical ticking of the clock. Drawing from his own experience as a creative professional and researcher, Kadavi argues that traditional time management strategies fail to account for the unpredictable and non-linear nature of creative work. This book is a sequel in the Getting Art Done series and builds upon the premise that understanding and managing your psychological and emotional terrain is key to unlocking peak creativity and efficiency. Kadavi delves into practical strategies for aligning work with natural mental flows, harnessing the power of subconscious thought, and leveraging periods of rest and reflection for breakthrough ideas. This introduction serves as a primer to rethinking productivity in a way that emphasizes the quality and impact of one's output over the quantity of hours logged. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the philosophy of mind management. David Kadavi's philosophy hinges on the argument that effective productivity in creative domains cannot be achieved through traditional time management strategies alone. Instead, it requires a deep understanding of one's cognitive processes and emotional states. Kadavi introduces concepts such as mental states matching task difficulty, leveraging unconscious thought processes for problem solving, and recognizing the role of emotions in creativity. By mastering mind management, individuals can create a workflow that naturally enhances efficiency without the stress of rigid schedules. This approach acknowledges the inherently unpredictable nature of creative work and proposes flexibility, self-awareness, and mental conditioning as tools for consistent productivity. Secondly, structuring work around natural mental flows. Kadavi's book offers insights into aligning work practices with natural mental cycles, such as the circadian rhythm and ultradian cycles. He suggests that certain times of the day are more suited for creative thinking, problem-solving, or administrative tasks, based on cognitive performance patterns. By identifying personal peaks and troughs in mental energy, readers can schedule tasks in harmony with our mental flows, resulting in higher productivity and decreased frustration. This topic covers strategies for recognizing one's own productivity rhythms and tips for adapting work habits to these natural fluctuations, including timing, demanding creative work during peak cognitive states, and saving low-energy tasks for other times. Thirdly, harnessing the power of the subconscious. Kadavi emphasizes the importance of the subconscious mind in the creative process. He argues that a significant portion of creative thinking occurs outside of conscious awareness, and that efforts to manage time strictly can stifle this subconscious activity. By giving oneself permission to daydream, procrastinate purposefully, and engage in activities unrelated to work, the subconscious mind can work on problems in the background. This section explores methods to harness the power of the subconscious for creative problem solving, such as structured downtime, free association exercises, and the strategic use of reminders and triggers to catalyze subconscious thought towards productivity. Fourthly, creative rest as a productivity tool. Rest and recovery are not only essential for physical health, but are also critical components of creative productivity. Kadavi introduces the concept of creative rest, a period of disengagement from work that allows for mental recuperation and the incubation of ideas. Unlike traditional breaks aimed at physical rest, creative rest focuses on mentally refreshing activities that facilitate subconscious processing and idea generation. This includes practices like meditation, nature walks, or engaging in hobbies unrelated to work. The segment discusses the science behind creative rest and practical advice on incorporating it into a busy schedule to foster creativity and productivity. Lastly, leveraging technology and systems for mind management. While the crux of Kadavi's book centers on managing the mind rather than time, he acknowledges the role of technology and systems in facilitating mind management. This involves using tools and applications that align with mental flows, reduce cognitive load, and automate routine tasks to conserve mental energy for creative endeavors. It also covers creating personal systems, sets of habits, routines, and cues that support creative productivity. Topics in this section include choosing technology that supports rather than distracts, setting up creative workspaces, and developing routines that prime the mind for creative work. In conclusion, Mind Management, Not Time Management, Productivity When Creativity Matters is a must-read for anyone looking to break free from the constraints of traditional productivity norms and embrace a more holistic, sustainable approach to creative work. David Kadavi offers not just a methodology but a mindset shift that allows individuals to navigate the complexities of creative endeavors with grace and efficiency. This book is particularly beneficial for artists, writers, entrepreneurs, and anyone whose work demands high levels of creativity and innovation. By focusing on managing the mind, readers can unlock their full potential, lead richer creative lives, and produce work that truly matters. It promises not just productivity, but a more balanced and fulfilling way of engaging with one's creative pursuits. If you would like to support David Kadavi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.